The Midday Report.
The police's crime intelligence unit, it has been beset by problems and ructions over the past decade. It's again facing inner turmoil. I've written about this for years. Now, crime intelligence boss Peter Jacobs, along with five high-ranking officers, they've been suspended while facing misconduct charges. And this all has to do with the apparent abuse of the Secret Services account that was used to pay for a PPE splurge. That Secret Services account has been problematic in the past. Now, a News 24 investigation has found that little-known companies controlled by ex-cops scored big from these contracts. Jeff Wicks is an investigative journalist for News 24. He's been doing this investigation. Jeff, thanks for your time today. So let's start with these contracts. What were they for and who did they actually go to?
Interesting, this development in the way this crime intelligence saga is playing out. So we've managed to establish that the crime intelligence slush fund was used to channel 1.4 million rand or thereabouts to three companies in order to purchase PPE in March and April last year. That's when South Africa was still in the midst of its first wave, or the first wave was fast approaching. We've established that the three companies that got money, the first is called Harbor Protection Services, and that's operated by a former policeman who was actually discharged from the service for shooting and killing one of his subordinates in the course of an arrest. The second company is called Tanacol, and Tanacol is operated by, again, another former policeman. And what's interesting here is that our sources tell us that he's actually married to a police officer who is still on active duty and is assigned to the Crime Intelligence Unit. The third firm is something of an outlier in that no link to active police officers could have been established, but they were paid a marginal fee of 300,000 rand for hand sanitizer. We don't exactly know what was purchased. We don't have a breakdown of inventory, but we know that money moved from the secret fund to these companies, most of which do not even have a website.
Amazing. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, especially after the years of abusing this this slush fund. Is there any kind of formal investigation ongoing into this?
So, yes, the Inspector General of Intelligence is investigating this matter. It's also been internally probed by the police. And what's important to note, Mandy, is that no finding of guilt has been made yet. This matter was ventilated in the courts recently when Jacobs and his other officers were fighting their suspensions. And what the National Police Commissioner said in his submissions was that an investigation specifically looking at the proximity of the officers who facilitated these arrangements was necessary, and that has yet to be finalized.
As you say, Peter Jacobs and these other police officers went to court to try and overturn their suspension. So what's the status currently of Peter Jacobs?
So Peter Jacobs, along with five other officers in his command, officers who are key to the control and management of the crime intelligence units, remain on suspension whilst this investigation is playing out. They were unsuccessful in their court action. The court finding that it was not urgent and that they did not need to be reinstated pending the outcome of this probe.
Jeff, we know that the abuse of the Secret Services account, the slush fund, has been a problem for years. Just go back to Solly Lazarus, Richard Mdluli. Why can't they put measures in place to control the slush fund properly?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer, Mandy. But what is clear is that the slush fund is very much a portal which is open to abuse. As you said, we've seen it with Solly Lazarus and with Richard Mdluli. That matter is thought to go to trial at some stage this year. But what's common cause at this point is that the slush fund needs drastic attention, and the controls around all of that money, which we estimate in excess of 500 million rand, need to be strengthened.
Absolutely. Jeff Wicks, investigative journalist for News 24, thanks for unpacking that investigation for us. And this makes me so frustrated because I've written about it for so long. The fact that the problem happens, they abuse the slush fund or their allegations of abuse, and then it happens again years later, and it's like the same movie. We've all seen it before. How can this be allowed to happen again? But no one has been found guilty yet. It must make that point. At this stage, it is just an allegation.